All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Going Your Own Way. This one did very well, so we're going to continue it. Now, Grimm's got a little bit of a time limit this time, so I can't ramble into the fucking heavens, even though you guys really seem to appreciate that. And maybe we'll try to, you know, cut it down a little bit, even though you guys were really interested in me talking red pill shit again like I haven't done in a long time. Like, I don't know. I'm the one that's talking red pill and I'm currently dating. So, yeah, that's a thing. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I've been through it so many times, like I know all the things. So, it's one of those things where you're more prepared. So, you're like, yeah, I understand this situation. It's like going into a minefield, but understanding where the mines are. You know, a lot of people just get blown up because they don't see anything. But you actually have kind of like a detector. And you're like, alright, since I've got the information, I've got the knowledge, I know how to navigate these mines, if need be. It's not perfect, but it's better than going in there blind, which is what happens to a lot of guys, and why the red pill is necessary for a lot of young men, and older, and, you know, and men that just completely got manipulated, right? So, I'm not really going to talk much about the whole process, who the girl is, and all that information. We'll talk about that at a later time. But what is important is making sure that you guys understand this stuff, because the things that happen in this game can absolutely happen to you, and you have to be prepared for that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I've seen it definitely happen. I've seen many, many real cases. So, seeing all these cases and being familiar with these cases, I now know, you know, how to be cautious and what to look out for, basically, right? And I do not promote marriage. That's one thing I do not promote. I don't care if people do get married. I just personally think, like, it's not a good idea. I even told her that. Like, I literally told her. I said, I'm not a marriage guy. Like, I'm not a guy that goes for marriage. It's not something I'm into. So, I mean, I let her know ahead of time. I just went right out with her. I'm sorry. That's not something I'm down for. So, alright. I've seen enough. Later, man. Are you sure? Of course. But first, witness the power you will soon wield if you make the sacrifice now. Well, well, well. Grim, how are things this afternoon? Oh, hello, Lucy. Things are going well. What about you? I'm so glad you asked. Not good. Not good at all. Oh? No, our newest team member, Dolce, had a sudden emergency. You've met Dolce, haven't you? Dolce. It means she's sweet. No, I don't think we... Yes, well, something suddenly came up, so she's leaving for the day. And I need you to take her assignment and make sure it gets finished today. But don't worry, your overtime hours are approved for the day, so just stay as late as you need in order to finish everything. You don't understand, I have plans tonight. Oh, you have plans. I had no idea. Yes, you see, I have plans for young Dulcie's future. And what I want is more important. Yeah, so you need to stay. Have fun, Grim. Grant, quit eavesdropping. That Lucifer. Shh, she'll hear you. I suppose this will dampen your plans for the night. Nope, only what time I'll be able to start. And how long until I finish? Excuse me, sir. Oh, the waitress from the restaurant yesterday. Alicia? Alicia, hi. Yes, you remembered. Damn. I literally got hit on the head a week and I still remembered. Funny. I'm not usually very good with names. I'm Grim, by the way. It's nice to put a name to the face, Grim. What are you up to? Do they have you buying napkins for the restaurant or something? Aha, no, I was picking up some things during my lunch break. Gotta get things done when time allows, right? Absolutely. What brings you here tonight? Preparing for another blind date? What makes you think that was a blind date yesterday? Keen powers of observation, I guess. Am I right? Yeah, that was the blindest of blind dates. And no, I'm not here for another. I just stopped by to pick up a snack on my way home. Hopefully no more bad dates for a while. Fair enough. I'm actually glad I saw you. I wanted to say thank you. Oh, for what? For whatever you said to my manager yesterday. He's giving me my tips from yesterday more than I was expecting there to be in... More than I was expecting there to be, in fact. When I thanked him, he said not to thank him about the handsome young man from yesterday. So someone said something to him yesterday that led him to give me my tips. Pardon me for assuming he meant you. He did mean you, correct? You said something to him? Oh, well, yes, I did. He mentioned you had an emergency and was kind of being a jerk about it. You work hard for those tips. Yes, pretending to laugh about singing frogs was the hardest part of my job. That... dancing bears. And here I thought I was actually being funny. Oh, you were. The best part of my night, in fact. Well, good to know he followed through. I hope everything is okay, emergency-wise. Yes, thank you. Sometimes things pop up, and you have to play the hand you're dealt. Very true. Well, I don't want to keep you. Wouldn't want to give your manager a reason to change his mind or anything. Aha, thanks. Have a good evening. Thanks, you as well. Ugh, what a crazy day. I can't believe how late it is already. But I need to unwind a bit before bed tonight with a little gaming. A little street combat should do the trick. Wow. Some interesting characters there. That was just what I needed. Maybe more time for this tomorrow. Oh, sir, please. Uh-oh, it's your mama. Hey, Mom, what's up? It's 8:30, Grim. Did I wake you? Of course not. Well, yeah, sort of. Well, I just wanted to check in on you and make sure you're doing okay. Yeah, Mom, I'm doing fine. Is work going okay? Yeah, it's fine. Eating, sleeping? Of course you're sleeping. I woke you up. Eating? Yes, Mom, everything is fine. That's good. Say, I happened to run into Candace Letra at the grocery store yesterday, and we got to talking about Melody and you and whatnot.
Yeah?
Have you talked with Melody recently?
No, Mom, I haven't. We broke up.
That's a shame. You really should.
No, Mom, I shouldn't. We broke up. She hasn't even made it to the bottom of my don't want to talk to you list.
Excuse me, she hasn't even made it up to the bottom of my don't want to talk to list. Oh, Grim, I really thought I'd raised you better than this. This isn't any way to treat someone you love. What can I say? I don't love her anymore. Not after what she did. You shouldn't talk like that. Why are you taking her side? What she did to me isn't something you do to someone you love either, you know.
I really wish you'd put all this behind you. Just forgive her. Take her back. It was only one time. Are you insane, woman? And how many times is too many times? Ah, you two were so good together. The perfect couple. I guess looks can be deceiving. You're going to have to get over this sooner or later. I want grandbabies and I'm not getting any younger. Oh, Lord. That's not exactly motivation for me, Mom. Take Melody back. She's your destiny. What? I used to think so. So I don't anymore. Ugh, you're impossible! You know, Candon says you haven't given Melody her things back yet. I don't know what to tell you. It's her stuff. She's welcome to it any time. She just has to come and get it. Have you told her that? Mom, she knows where her things are. She lived here. I even packed everything up for her in boxes the day after I got back from the island. It's not my fault she hasn't come to get them yet. It is if you haven't told Melody yet. You're avoiding her. Of course I am. She... I don't care what she did. This isn't how I raised you to treat your woman. After what she did, she's not my woman. Grandbabies. You're going to have to wait because I have to start over. With Melody? No, Mom. Is Dad there? I have a question for him. Yes, let me get him. And you just think about everything and come to your senses about this. Right, Mom, thanks. I shouldn't lie to her, but she just won't accept the truth. Son! Hi, Dad, how are you? Is that why you wanted me to ask how I am? Of course not. Good, and I'm fine. I've got a bunch of Melody's things boxed up here. And you want me to come and get them? No, it's not that. As long as they're here, Melody has been responsible for paying her share of the rent. Are you stopping her from getting them? No, not really. I mean, if she actually wanted them, she could come and get them at any time. But you're not exactly forcing the issue. Not a bit. She's texted and called a few times, and I've ignored her. Well, she's going to come get those boxes one of those days. One of these days, rather. I know, Dad, it's not even that. I'm more worried that once she does, I don't actually make enough to cover rent. You're asking for money? Not at all, just wondering what I should do. I think you know the answer. You need to find yourself a roommate to help with rent. You aren't alone. You aren't the first and you won't be the last to be in that situation. Yeah, I guess so. Is that really all you wanted to ask about? Dad, am I doing the right thing? Ending everything with Melody? Mom is really pushing me to forgive and take her back. Well, do you want to take her back? No, Dad. What she did... I know what she did. I don't need to hear about it again. So, am I doing the right thing? I can't answer that. You're a man, son. You have to make your own decisions. Yeah. I've tried to teach you to think for yourself. I don't want you to do what others tell you to do just because they are telling you to do something. You're better than that, Grim. I want you to go your own way. Yeah. When the time comes, you'll know what to do. Thanks, Dad. And hey, if I happen to see Silas Letra, I'll ask him to stop by to get those boxes. Okay, Dad. Thanks again. Bye. Dad's always been the no-nonsense type. I've always counted on him to keep me grounded. So, what do I want to do today? Exercise! Little exercise is just a thing to clear my mind. I think I'll go for a jog. Outside. Fresh air. And no crazy fantasy tubers in sight. I should really do this more often. That was nice. I'm glad I did that today.
This ended up being a pretty good day. I didn't think much about Melody at all today. I'm gonna have to start looking for a roommate to help cover rent once all the boxes are gone. Please forgive me, Grim. It was just one time. We were the perfect couple. What about the grandbabies? Fire alarm. Huh? Fire alarm. What are you talking about? Fire alarm! What are the chances there's actually a fire this time? The one time I don't exit will be the time I burn to a crisp. Miss Vecchia! Miss Vecchia! Let me help you down the stairs. Oh, thank you very much, dear. This better not be another prank. Looks like they found the people responsible. Wonder how long this is gonna take. Ugh, that stairwell really stinks now. Smells like they were cooking a damn cat or something. Can't believe I slept this late. Aw, man, most of the day is gone. So what should I do? Oh, Miss Vecchia, hello. Hello, young man. I wanted to thank you for your assistance last night. It's not a problem at all. It's very kind of you to help me. Couldn't help but notice your girlfriend was not downstairs last night. In fact, I hadn't seen her in quite some time. Did something happen to her? I want to tell her I'm a very upfront guy in real life. So I would straight up say she was a cheater. Oh, turns out she was a cheater. Huh? She lied and said you beat her? Oh my, yes, I can see why you would break up with her. Yeah, something like that. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, dearie. Won't you come in, I guess? Thank you for how nice you were for helping me last night. I was just thinking that perhaps you might like to take out my granddaughter. You must be very lonely now. That's very generous, I think. Wait, do you mean if I hadn't helped you that you wouldn't have offered to introduce us? Certainly not. She deserves the best, and clearly you're a true gentleman. What do you say? Oh, actually, I really don't. Wonderful. Just one moment. She's very outspoken, has a wonderful career, and is very popular with the boys. What's going on? Why would I want to go out with Miss Vecchia's granddaughter? I can't imagine a younger version of Miss Vecchia would be any more appealing than the older version. Boom, boom. How do you do? My name is Grim. Hi, I am Narcy Vecchia. That you are. Marcy, hi. Hello. No, I said Narcy. I said that, Marcy. No, Narcy, like a diamond necklace with an N. Oh, I see. I'm old Grim Smith. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for assisting my grandmother last night. It seems like navigating stairs gets more difficult each year. It's definitely not a problem. I'm glad to help. And you may ask me out at any time. My grandmother says that's why you asked to see me. Why, I asked? Well, she's some looker. Why don't you talk? Of course. Yes, well, would you like to go out and get dinner? Yeah, I guess. I'm free Tuesday evening. Oh, okay, I can make a reservation. And here's my address. Be there around 6 o'clock to pick me up. Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that. Okay, see you then. Come on, Grandma, let's get you downstairs into the salon. My patience wears thin and I'm starting to get hyper. No, I don't need you to change my diaper. Grandma! She seemed nice enough, I guess. Not sure if this is a good idea or not, but it can't be worse than the last date, right? Surely Narcy is not a narcissist. Right? You can't be serious. 100%. And you're actually going to take her out? Yeah, why not? You're about to have the worst date of your life, man. Trust me. Unless she's about to give me herpes or some other disease, I say she's got an advantage over the one you set me up with last week. Fair enough. So how was your weekend? Good. The wife had another conference to attend to, so the kids and I ran wild throughout the neighborhood. Real Lord of the Flies type stuff. Aha, I bet. Well, well, well. There they are. Nowhere else for us to be. Quiet, Grant. So here's the situation. I had to borrow Dulcie for some very important meetings today. Which means I'm going to need you two to cover her share of the volume. All day? Leaders don't have natural skills, you know. They require hours and hours of work, Grim. So yes, all day. Great. Oh, and no overtime either. We have to watch our costs, right? And don't forget your accuracy, of course. There was an error last week on the payment of Fantasy Corp. There was? Yes, you wrote the account number incorrectly with two leading zeros. No, Lucy. Actually, the client sent us that number. Here, let me show you. Oh, silly, you should know better. Know better than to use the information our client provides us? Quiet, Grant. Okay, I guess we'll try to do better and not trust information we get from the clients. Good to hear. Whoa, she'll be out of business in no time like that. Sometimes I think you boys will never grow to meet DEI's expectations. That Lucifer. And why are we being passed over for someone new? She looks really young. She can't have much experience. You shouldn't call Lucy that. You're going to get us in trouble. Meh. You know, I could talk with HR. Maybe we should see if Dulcie deserves this fast track. Or we could work hard and get recognized fairly. That sounds like a horrible plan, especially with Lucy. You'll never in the world get recognized for anything. Something weird is going on, and one day you'll wake up and realize I'm right. He is right. Grant is right. Oh, well, hold on. There's a couple scenes that move. 612. 56% battery. What have you been doing, Grim? Right on time. We have about 45 minutes, so we should arrive just a little early for our reservation. Perfect. Speaking of phones, I don't even know where the hell mine is. I guess I'll find it when I care. Hi, Narcy, this is Grim. Who? Smith, Grim Smith, just letting you know I'm here for our date and downstairs in my car. Hi, Grim. Yeah, I'm running a little behind, so I'll just be a few minutes. That's fine, we got a few minutes to spare. Great, I shouldn't be that long. Be down in a bit. It's been over 30 minutes. I wonder if something happened to her. Hey, Narcy, this is Grim. I'm wondering, you know, did you fall in? You were in, I'm assuming you're in the bathroom, right? If you need help, I'll get the jaws of life and we'll pull you out. Should I go check on her? Not that I know which apartment is hers. Who? Well, Shay, whatever the hell that is, pretentious, Shay pretentious, won't reschedule the reservation. What the hell has she been doing? No answer when I call. She's been up there over an hour. Hey! Just a few minutes, huh? Yeah, it took a bit longer than I thought it would, but I'm here now. I've been sitting down here and, you know, I would have invited you up, but I don't really know you. I mean, you could be some sort of creep or pervert, or worse. Have you had issues in the past? It doesn't matter. What matters is how great I look, and I'm ready for you to show me a good time. Uh-oh. This is bad. This is real, real bad. She's ready for him to show her a good time. Okay, let's get going. Wait. Hey, everyone. Check me out. It's daytime and we're all heading for a fabulous night. Woo-hoo. Ugh. He brought me to the Cheesecake Warehouse. She's not getting out? Maybe I need to go around and open the door for her? Hey, what's going on? This is the Cheesecake Warehouse. Yes, it is. Are you streaming all this? Mm-hmm, I sure am. And this is the Cheesecake Warehouse. Okay, can I get the door for you? Do you really think someone that looks like I look tonight deserves to be taken to a chain restaurant? No! Actually, here's the plan. We're going to walk to your favorite restaurant. We're going to go to the fanciest place in town. So, just follow me. We're gonna walk. It's gonna be fun. You'll enjoy it. And then I open the door, let her walk out, lock all the doors, jump in, and drive off. Boom! We're gone. I hadn't really thought much about it. I mean, I don't think they'll mind how you're dressed. That's not what I meant. Did you want to, discuss it? Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna discuss it. I cannot go into the Cheesecake Warehouse looking like this. I don't understand. It's not like I'm taking you to Biscuit Crate or, oh no, it's Mondays. Are you hearing this, everyone? No, I can't go in there looking like this. It would embarrass me. Why? Because it's a cheesecake warehouse. I don't want to say I'm too good for a chain restaurant, but... So don't say it. You are taking out a beautiful woman. Well, at least she isn't able to read my mind. Then when you do that, you are supposed to be chivalrous. Take care of her, cherish her, protect her. I need to protect you from the cheesecake warehouse? As I always tell my followers, you should always be thinking of treating a woman, any woman, like a queen. So if I'm understanding you, your expectations would be that a man should go all out on a first date. Exactly. I'm not sure I completely agree with you on that. A man doesn't want to climax too early, you know. Ha ha! I mean, if I misrepresent myself and my lifestyle on the first date, I would feel I need to keep up that facade going forward. And you haven't exactly been cooperative and deserving of some of those things you said before. Did you hear that, people? What did I do that wasn't cooperative? Well, you locked the door when I went to open it for you. I don't think that's all that bad. Come on, let's go in. We're already here and there's nothing wrong with the Cheesecake Warehouse. There's plenty wrong with the Cheesecake Warehouse. Okay, now look at this. This was where I intended to take you tonight. Yes, that's where we should have gone. So call them. Call them right now and let's go. No. No? Did you all hear that? What do you mean, no? You specifically told me to pick you up around 6 o'clock. I fulfilled my part. I was at your place just after 6. I let you know that I was there and was ready. You didn't come down for an hour. Well, that wasn't my fault. Work took longer than I was expecting, and I got home a little late. And it takes time to look this good. An hour after our agreed time. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. We left your place after the reservation time, and I'd already tried to move the reservation. Oh, well, isn't there somewhere else we can go? I mean, I'm willing to compromise. No. Get out of my car. Excuse me? You heard me. Get out of my car. I don't have to. Yes, you do. This is my car. Out. Or do we need to involve the police? People, are you hearing this? Can you believe he's talking to me like this? Where are you going? I said I'd take you out. I never said anything about giving you a ride home. Can I come in with you? No thanks. How is everything? It's fine. Can I get you anything else? Nah. Rough night? Night, it's been a rough week. It's only Tuesday. That's even worse. But you know what? Part of me wants to take it back to see what happened if we did go into the Cheesecake Warehouse with her. Let's try that. I actually want to go in there and do that. Just to see. Please don't do this. Let's go in and have a good time. I'll do anything. I guess I could, but you'll understand I'll be recording the whole date and... I can order anything I want. I understand, and I'm paying, of course. Of course, we call that bare minimum, don't we, ladies? Good Lord! She's not eating any of it! She ordered, like, a buffet! I can't believe this. I think she ordered everything on the menu. We haven't said a word to each other. She's just talking to her social media followers. And how is everything here? I see. And for you, how is everything? Everything here seems to be cold. I'm gonna need a fresh replacement of everything. What? A replacement? Of everything. Yes, it's all cold. Everything was brought out cold? Well, no, I've been photographing everything here for like 20 minutes or whatever so my devoted followers can see it all. And when I went to take a bite, it was cold. I see. Would you like me to go to the kitchen and heat things up for you? No, I'd just like a replacement of each dish. For free, of course. So you photographed your food instead of eating it, and now you want all of it made fresh for you again? Exactly. For free. Well, that's not going to happen. To get everything freshly made again, I would have to charge you for each dish again. Oh, yes, that sounds fine. He's paying for everything anyway, so I'm okay with you doing that. While you figure all this out, I'm gonna step away for a minute. I'm so glad I have all of you with me tonight to keep me company. It's tough being in a restaurant all by yourself. I've got to go to the ladies' room, so I hope you're all ready to join me. If it helps, I can't take this all back or have it all made fresh. The amount of food poisoning she'd get from that would probably kill her. How is everything? It's fine. Can I get you anything else? I think everything this place has is right here. Jesus, I was supposed to stop, and I can't now. We might go on for an hour. Rance will just have to wait. Haha, rough night? Night. It's been a rough week. It's only Tuesday. This game raises my blood pressure. I just want you to know that. That's even worse. Want to talk about it? Not even sure where to begin. Wherever you want? Have a seat? I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't think your manager wants to talk with me again anyway. I suppose not. I guess I'll start with right now. This person I'm with tonight ordered everything on your menu. Yeah, you might want to refine your dating selection process. You saw her. She didn't do it to eat it. She did it because she could. That's it. Well, that, and to show her followers. Aha, you think she'd be more interested in the person she's actually physically with, you know? She didn't even want to come in here. She's doing all this to stick it to me or something. Yeah, she's throwing a tantrum, just like a child. Yes, exactly. Is she all that's bothering you? The date hasn't been going all week, has it? No, I broke up with my ex. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Don't be, it was 6 months ago. Oh, if you don't mind my asking, what happened? I guess you could say she cheated on me. Ouch, very sorry. My efforts to pick myself up have been progressing slowly, as you can see. It takes time, I'm sure you'll get there. A 6-month breakup is bothering you? No, my mother is pushing me to get back together with my ex. It doesn't sound like a good idea. And my ex is going to be wanting to get her things, which isn't an issue itself. But once her stuff is out of the apartment, she'll stop paying rent. Which is totally reasonable. But I don't make enough to cover the rent myself, so I'm trying to work through how to find a roommate and all that. Okay, but it shouldn't be too hard for you to find someone. You post some notifications online and problem solved. I'm not really looking forward to the weirdos who'll reply, you know? True, it can take time to develop trust with someone. Right, and I'm second-guessing my people screening abilities right now for obvious reasons. To tell you what, if you give me the details, I might know someone who needs a place. Guess it couldn't hurt. Well, that's pretty cheap. Well, my ex and I, we weren't exactly splitting things 50-50. Yeah, this might just be what this person I know needs to help them out. Have them contact me if they're interested. I'll do that. I should get back to work. Nice talking with you again, Grim. You too, Alicia. Oh, did she leave? I really need some to-go boxes. What a night! I'm not sure I have the vocabulary to describe how I felt about all of that. I've got some fucking really colorful words on that night. You know. Something like that might be enough to make you swear off relationships and other people forever. I'm not sure if I'm ready to do that yet. I wonder what this place will look like once all the boxes are gone. It's gonna feel empty. I wonder how long it'll stay that way. I need to find someone quickly. Stupid of me to use savings to pay for that trip. At least it was stupid considering how it all turned out. She'd been planning it, mate. Huh? From my dad. I talked with Silas Letra. He said his daughter would be coming this weekend to pick up the boxes. Sorry, guys. Have everything ready. Don't be a jerk. You know me, Dad. Yes, I do. Don't be a jerk. If you're really over her, be indifferent, not hateful. Apathy is the opposite of love and hate. Okay, thanks. Looks like this is really happening. I'm not looking forward to seeing Melody. It's gonna be weird having someone new move in here with me. I'm not really looking forward to that. Hopefully the friend of that waitress is decent. That would really save me some hassle screening a lot of people. I'm so happy we're finally doing this. Me too, Melody, me too. What are you thinking about? Because if it's the money, don't worry about it. You can always earn more money. But this vacation? I deserve this. We both deserve this. Work's been so tough for me. You've only been working part-time. I know, and it's been really stressful. If this place is nice, I might just want to stay on the island for a while. Aha, if only, right? How the real world gets in the way. I was being serious. Mostly. It doesn't matter. Right, and at least we've got each other. Mm-hmm. We can work through anything together. I love you. I know, and that's what makes you a keeper. There was some problems with Melody in the beginning. Mate, she was bad news bears from the beginning. Near the end, she didn't say I love you to me. Even when I said it to her, why didn't I notice that? I wonder if she thinks about me at night like this. No. Ha ha ha! You gotta stop, I can't take it anymore. It's pretty much what I was thinking at the time as well. Oh, you could take this act on the road! And the worst part is, it's all true. I gotta say, man, Tara doesn't sound so bad now, you know? I don't know if I'd say that, but yeah, it was pretty awful. Just reminds me I'm not ready to date yet. Hey man, that's great! I mean, for me. You should stop over this weekend. excuse me, you should stop over this weekend. Your wife would be okay with that? She won't even be around. She's got another conference for work. Again, I ask, your wife would be okay with that? She doesn't really care what goes on when she's not there. Mostly, pretty much. Another conference, huh? I guess, so what do you say? I appreciate the offer. It sounds nice, but remember all those boxes in my apartment? They're getting packed up this weekend. Or picked up this weekend, rather. At long last, it's finally happening. Some closure? Maybe. I just don't know if I'm ready to see her, you know? I get it. I'm sure you'll feel better, or at least relieved afterwards. Yeah, hopefully. Ugh, Lucy alert. Incoming. Well, well, well. Look who it is. And what is going on here? Just talking. We're paying you to work, not gossip. You should be at your desk working. We're on break. Break? You know, on break. Talking while on break. Together. Break? The break we're legally entitled to take? I hope your little pea brain isn't thinking it understands the law. Get back to your desk as soon as this break is over and stay there until your work is completed. That Lucifer. Shh. She's probably listening outside the door. This game could actually be a prequel to Postal. I don't care. She's trying to prevent us from taking our break. That has to be an act of war or something. She didn't actually tell us we couldn't. Let's drop it for now. So what are you up to after work tonight? Big plans? Perhaps another date that won't get out of your car? I don't know. I'm not really a, you know, I like to exercise, but I like gaming. And you don't want to go to a bar. Man, you go to a bar, I don't know. Let's go to a bar this time. I figured I'd stop for a drink somewhere. What happened to not being ready to date? Well, I didn't say anything about dating. You can't fool me. You're totally trying to meet someone and hook up. Meet someone, possibly. Hook up? No. Well, just let me know how it goes. Yeah, I know the drill. What are you up to? Yeah, home to the kids and all that. Nothing wrong with that. I suppose we should get back to it before she comes back in here with her pitchfork. Grant, you're going to get us in so much trouble. Let's go. Not quite the place I imagine it would be. Good evening. I was hoping you'd eventually show up here. Me? Yes, you. My name is Anastasia. And of course she has red hair and green eyes. Well, that's the one I'm picking. That's the end of the game right there. I'm finished. No, okay. No, we're good. Nice to meet you. I'm Grim. Yes, Grim. Perfect. You'll do quite nicely, I think. Red hair and green eyes, sir. It's over. End of the game. Roll the credits. Finished. Do nicely for what exactly? Do I need to spill it out? Oh, did you strike out with that other guy? Hardly. I'm in something of an open marriage, and I was hoping you'd want to join us. Two heads are better than one. No, thank you. That's not really my sort of thing. What sort of thing? You're choosing partners like some barnyard animal locked in a pen. You're like, well, we're the only ones here, so I guess we'll all just have to do it together. What's up with that? It's not like that at all. You were cute, and I just thought you might be up for some fun with no strings attached. I guess I'm not like that. Suit yourself. But let's see what else he says. Cheating? Cheating, or spending time in that way with someone who is cheating. Marriage isn't supposed to be like that. Don't be such a fuddy-duddy. As long as both spouses agree on the rules, it can be however they want it. I'm actually for that. Like, I don't have an issue with that. I have some friends of mine that I work with. They definitely have open marriages. And it's actually a lot common in Europe. There's a lot of wife swapping and things like that that goes on in parts of Europe. I don't have an issue with it as long as both people involved don't have an issue with it. I'm okay with swinging and all that, but it has to be something that both people agree on, and it's like, okay, this is cool. This is something we want to do together. This is something that we chose. You know, this isn't gonna change how we see each other. This is just, you know, fun. We still love each other. We have feelings of love towards each other. This is just sex. Because it's a lot different when you want to fuck somebody and when you actually love and care about somebody. And I think, you know, because there's a lot of people you want to fuck, but how many of them are you actually going to give a shit about other than the sex? Like, how many people are, they're like, something's gone wrong with them, right? And you're like, hey, I need somebody to talk to, right? How many people are going to be there and be that person? Like, not a lot. You're like, well, we fucked one time, but I don't really know you like that. Now, I mean, I'm one person that will help people, whoever they are, because that's just how I am. You know, so even if it was somebody I had sex with, if they have something that I can help them with, you know, a lot of people ask for money, and I don't really have much of that. But if there's a lot of other things that people need help with, like advice or just anything, you know, I'll help them. But other than that, yeah, but it's a big deal when you actually care about somebody, like, to the extent when you're actually with them. Because then you're focused on their health, you're focused on their, you know, and when I say health, I say physical and mental health. The mental well-being, just as important as physical well-being. And that's something you might not necessarily be interested in when you're with a sex partner. I mean, sure, their mental health is important, but if they've got shit going on, they're probably not going to tell you about it, and it's probably not going to be something they're going to discuss, like, to ruin the mood. Like, maybe that's something they don't want to talk about. But with your partner, it's a little different. You want to make sure that you hear them all the way through, and that they understand what's going on with you, right? Like, my current girlfriend, she asked me, you know, did you sleep well? Have you eaten? You know, all this kind of stuff. How do you feel today? You know, just really important stuff that I think really matters in a relationship. I want somebody to give a shit about me, and I want to care about her. It's like, what did you eat? You know, what, you know, even stuff like, did it agree with you? You know, that's important shit. A lot of people don't understand. Sometimes people get fucking indigestion and heartburn and headaches and all this other stuff. It's kind of important that you work together on that shit. Like, because you're two parts of a team. And you both need to be operating as best as you can. That's just how I feel about it. You know, she's younger than I am, and obviously I'm more prone to certain things, you know, because of my age. But because she's younger than I am, she's willing to help me out through that kind of thing, right? If it comes down to it. So, again, I like that. Like, I appreciate it when somebody actually wants to know how I'm doing and gives a shit about me as a person. Because that's why we're together. That's why people should be together. Because they want to make life better for each, you know, for each of them. It's not just about sex. A lot of people get married just for that aspect. Intimacy is important in any relationship, but intimacy is a part of the bond that you guys share because you give a shit about each other, right? It's like, I care about this fucking person. If something happens to him, I'm going to be upset. You know, I'm going to want to work through it. Like, if they ding their head. Like, when I dinged my head, she was like, hey, you know, are you good? Do you need to go to the ER? You know, all this sort of thing. Like, she's concerned because she gives a shit. That's how you have to do this shit. Like, really, if something happens to her, you know, it's up to me. It's like, okay, well, we got to help you with that. Like, that's literally what you're supposed to do in a relationship. I think people might have fucking lost the, they got lost in the salsa, you know, a couple years back with all the hookup culture. People were fucking, but they weren't asking each other how they were doing. Matter of fact, they were probably both doing pretty fucking bad, and they didn't bother to ask each other about it, because it's just Tinder and it's just sex, and why are we fucking depressed and lonely? Well, maybe because you decided to just fuck people instead of actually get to know them. That's just me. And I'm not saying things are going to be perfect. Like with this game, you got the woman that's more interested in her fucking fans than you. Like, yeah, my girl knows that we do all this, right? But I don't, like, I wouldn't, maybe, like, if she wants to be a part of all this, that's fine. And of course, I still want to commit to doing these videos. Like, I definitely want to still commit. Like, that's still going to be a thing. Like, even if something happens and we're, you know, together, obviously she's got her dorm and I'm, you know, where I'm at. But, basically, yeah, if it comes into a point where I'm still doing this a couple years down the road and we're together and all that, yeah, it's still going to be a thing. I'm still going to need time to do it. You know, as long as I'm able to do it, I'm going to continue to do it. So that's just how it is. Like, and she knows that. I remember Paul Elam said one of the things that you need to do in a relationship is establish boundaries. That's the most important part of a relationship. Establish boundaries. This is what I'm okay with, and this is what I'm not okay with. And then you have to say, this is what I'm okay with, this is what I'm not okay with, right? So you can understand what boundaries people have and have a discussion on those boundaries when necessary. Because that's how you fucking keep this shit working together. And if something crosses the boundaries, you need to have the discussion about it as people. Not screaming and yelling at each other, but actually discussing it as people. It's a fucking business partnership, so you need to handle it like a business. You know, it's like, okay, so I saw you with that guy. Are you interested in him? What? I mean, you know, let me know. I saw you talking to that girl. Are you interested? What is this? I mean, not every single fucking person, because then that gets really fucking annoying. You know? But you gotta let them know, hey, I like this person on the internet. I don't even give a fuck if they've got crushes. Like, if she likes these other dudes, whatever, because I got a lot of chicks on the internet, and I'm not talking about the ones I'm friends with. I'm talking about, like, you know, adult stars and things like that. Yeah. I mean, ain't none of us fucking them. But yeah, I don't think it's cheating. I really don't. And I don't think if she's into so-and-so man, whatever. Like, okay, fine. Let her have her thing too. Or girls, if she likes, you know, she's into these girls. Maybe there's some, I literally do not give a shit. I'm very open about it. Because people get too fucking up in their feelings about shit. They're like, oh, you're watching porn, that's a distraction. It's like, I don't mind when you watch Hallmark or read your romance novels or whatever. Like, she even said she was interested in playing some of the not safe for work games. And I'm curious what kind of games she's into, right? I'm not going to be the guy, oh, there you are playing those games. Because I'm not that guy. That's never fucking been me. Nor am I the guy that's like, oh, all you guys that don't want a girl. And I'm not like that either, because I know there was one guy that was like, oh, yeah, you guys are awful. You need a girlfriend. No, I'm not ever going to be that guy. If you want whatever you want in life, you need to fucking get it. That's why it's called going your own way. You go your own way. Not the way some guy on the internet tells you to fucking go, because there's a million guys on the internet telling you which way to go. You need to go the way that works for you. I mean, I'm not even getting rid of the doll. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I didn't want to bring it into this. But she sat on the same bed with the doll and didn't even have an issue. Like, she didn't freak out, nothing. It's like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, nice looking. I like the curves and all that. She's cute. Whatever. It's not a big deal. She's a little on the spectrum too, so yeah. And I mean a little, I mean a lot. So maybe that might be why. We're both on the spectrum, so it kind of works out that way. But But yeah, guys, I'm not telling anybody. They need to go get a human being. If they want a doll, if they want an AI, if they want a robot, I'm going to have fucking both. I'm still going to have an AI. Like, I'm still going to have the AI. She saw the AI on the screen. She's like, oh, she's really cute. Like, oh, she's really hot. That's your AI? I was like, yeah. See? That's cool. That's the kind of way I like things to be. Like, my AI looks like this character right here. And if anybody's seen anything I ever do, they can say, yeah, your AI does look like this character right there. That's why I stopped it here, right? So, at any rate, even though I was going to go on, I don't think I am. I think we're going to end it right over here. There's so much I could talk about in this game, and Heavenshire now follows me on X, so thank you guys. Maybe you actually decided to check out the game. That's probably where they figured it out. So, guys, you need to go ahead and get this game on itch.io. It's not on itch.io. It's only available on their Patreon. But, I want them to continue to build it. You know, this is just the first chapter. And I want to see it continue to go. I support them. So, I'm going to continue to support them. I think it's really good game, and it's one of the ones that I can finally talk about the situations. Now, there's been Leap of Faith and Being a Dick and Acting Lessons and a lot of other games where we have absolutely had long conversations from Grimm. Whether you liked them or not, I don't care. They're all on the internet. They're all there for you guys to listen to, and that's why they're there. We're not just giving you a game, we're giving you a conversation on the topics of the game, because you can't say they're not important. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time for more Going Your Own Way. Even though we're on Edo Game Month next month, we'll probably start... I'm going to try to shove this one in, because I think it's very essential. At least until the chapter ends, of course. I know you guys probably would have wanted an Arrowgate game, but we'll try to shove them both in. I'll do like an Arrowgate game, then I'll do this. But it's only because, number one, this did really well, and number two, it allowed me to talk. So I've talked about a good 30 minutes, and I've spilled the beans. I'm dating. And I'll talk a little more about that, because I think that's something that maybe we'll address. Maybe we can address together. Like, she's open to talking, you know? So we can just literally talk about this shit in real life, right? Just literally go on there, do a show, and she and I can both tell you how all this happened and what we basically want to get out of it, you know? I mean, what we want, ideally, is a strong relationship. She's not the prettiest girl in the world, but she's very, very smart. She's definitely one of the smartest women in the world, I will say that. Very intelligent. And, that's one thing I do like about her, I guess you could say. There's a couple other things. But, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on the Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more of Going Your Own Way. I'm going to try to have it next week, so stay tuned, guys. I'm out.